translation.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Prevod. Živa bića koja su zapletena u zamršenu mrežu rođenja i smrti mogu da budu oslobođena odmah, čak ako nesvesno pevaju sveto ime Krišne, kojega se boji personifikovani strah.
Today in our seminar we will speak a little bit about hearing and chanting.
Danas ćemo na našem seminaru govoriti malo o slušanju i mantranju.
In the second part of the seminar, let me say it like this. In the first part of the seminar, we have introduced that most of the obstacles which we experience in our spiritual life come from the mind.
U prvom delu seminara smo rekli da većina prepreka koje osjećamo dolazi od uma.
And this was yesterday evening. We described how it is possible to develop a different vision if we purify and change our mental attitudes.
I sinoć smo rekli kako je moguće da promenimo našu viziju ukoliko pročistimo naše shvatanje.
Prabhupada, he once said, after the elimination of the obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attracted, one can have steadiness, and one can have perfect taste.
Što Prabhupada je rekao da nakon što osoba uklonite prepreke na predanom služenju, osoba može da postane postojana, može da se učvrsti i može da dobije ukus, savršen ukus.
Yes. See, the easiest way to make advancement in Krishna consciousness is if we have taste in Krishna consciousness.
Vidite, najlakši način da se razvijemo u svjesnosti Krišne je da ukoliko imamo, dobijemo ukus za svjesnost Krišne.
All obstacles can be overcome very easily if we have deep attraction to Krishna conscious practices.
I naše sve prepreke možemo veoma lako prebroditi ukoliko dobijemo ukus za prakticiranje i praktikovanje svjesnosti Krišne.
Now how do we obtain taste in Krishna consciousness?
Pitanje je kako možemo razviti ukus za svjesnost Krišne.
That's a very good question.
To je veoma dobro pitanje.
It is described that when we have a good relationship to our spiritual master, we are getting that taste.
I opisano je da kada imamo dobar odnos sa našim duhovnim učiteljem, tada dobijemo ukus.
See, sometimes we cannot really feel attraction to chanting and to reading the books because of a lack of taste.
Vidite, ponekad nemamo tu privlačnost za mantranjem ili za čitanje knjiga zato što nam nedostaje ukus.
We can develop our taste in the chanting and hearing if we have a good relationship with our spiritual master.
Ali možemo razviti ukus za mantranjem i slušanjem ukoliko imamo odnos sa našim duhovnim učiteljem.
Once Srila Prabhupada said, in a letter you mentioned that your pathway has become filled with stumbling blocks.
Jednom u pismu Šrila Prabhupada je napisao, kažeš da je tvoj put popločan kamenjem. Kamenjem
spoticanjem. But I can kick out all these kamenjem spoticanjski immediately provided you accept my guidance.
Ali ja mogu da šutnem, da ostranim sva to kamenje iz poticanja ukoliko ti prihvatiš moje vodstvo.
With one stroke of my kick, I can kick out all stumbling blocks.
samo jednim udarcem mogu ostraniti svo to kamenje spoticanja.
When we approach our spiritual master in the proper way, we, I think many of you have already experienced that these big obstacles are just removed. And you see your path is extremely clear. You know what to do and you feel relieved and you have a new, start a new life almost.
I kada priđete duhovnom učitelju na takav način i sigurno da vi svi imate već to iskustvo, sve prepreke odmah bivaju otklonjene i imate jasno viziju šta treba da radite.
Now, it is described that the, one of the greatest gifts which our spiritual master can give us is the taste in the holy nave.
Opisano je da jedan od najvećih poklona koji duhovni učitelj može da nam da je ukus za sveto ime.
At the present moment not we are not always full with the taste of the holy name because we have become weak-hearted.
U sadašnjem trenutku nismo uvijek ispunjeni ukusom za sveto ime zato što smo postali slabog srca.
The slabog srca, yes. The symptom of a devotee who has a weak heart is that he is an illusion.
I symptom bhakte koji ima slabo srce je da je u iluziji.
Yes. This illusion manifests that one does not really have a, let me say, a strong desire to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Ova iluzija se manifestuje tako da osoba nema snažnu želju da napreduje u svesnosti Krišne.
Prabhupada, he writes in the Gita, one should become very enthusiastic to hear that one can go back to Godhead. But a devotee in illusion, he says, well, I've heard it so many times, but now we must eat and sleep or do something else.
Što Prabhupada je napisao Bhagavad Giti da osoba mora da postane veoma entuzijastična, ali osoba koja iluzi jednostavno kaže sad ću da spavam ili da jedem ili da uredim nešto drugo. Čuo sam to toliko mnogo puta i kao nema efekta.
Yeah, in other words, apathetic when it comes to our spiritual advancement.
I drugim rečima postajemo apatični kada što se tiče našeg duhovnog napretka.
Another symptom of illusion is that we are maybe even lazy as far as our spiritual advancement is concerned.
Drugi simptom iluzije je da smo možda i lenji kad se radi o našem duhovnom napretku.
And the third symptom is that we are distracted.
I treći simptom je da da nas nešto odvlači.
Yes, a distraction means your mind is at another place really.
To odvlačenje zapravo znači da je vaš um se nalazi na nekom drugom mjestu.
Is this relevant in your life?
Da li se ovo tiče vašeg života?
Unfortunately it does happen.
A nažalost to se dešava.
So if we want to have a change in our spiritual life, we need to go through 9 steps of improvement.
Stoga, ako želimo da promenimo naš duhovni život, moramo da prođemo kroz 9 stepenika poboljšanja.
These improvements which I will now tell you have all to do with improving our chanting of the holy name, because we can solve all the problems of our spiritual life just by taking full shelter in the holy name.
Ovo poboljšanje koje ću vam sada reći imaju veze sa mantranjem svetog imena, jer ukoliko uzmemo potpuno utočište svetog imena možemo napredovati.
Yes, if we can overcome the obstacles in chanting the holy name, we can also automatically overcome the obstacles in our own spiritual life.
Jer ukoliko možemo da pređemo prepreke u mantranju svetog imena, onda možemo preći se prepreke u našem duhovnom životu.
But before I will tell you the steps in the chanting of the holy name, I want to quote a quote by Srila Prabhupada, which tells us a little bit what should be the attitude of a revolutionary chanter.
Ali pre nego što počnem dam ove stepenike u mantranju, poboljšanju mantranja, želim da citiram Šila Prabhupada, koji kaže kako treba da bude naš pravilan stav u mantranju svetog imena.
You can never have a change in your life if you don't want.
Nikada ne možete promeniti svoj život ukoliko to vi ne želite.
You can chant for millions of years but not make advancement if you don't really have the desire to change something in your life.
Možete mantrati milionima godina, ali ne možete imati bilo kakvo poboljšanje ukoliko nemate želju da promenite nešto u vašem životu.
You must feel that, oh no, my time is just running by and my life is not going anywhere.
Morate osjećati, o ne, moje vreme samo prolazi, a moj život ne ide nikuda.
The last 2 years I have practically made no advancement but only regression.
U zadnje 2 godine praktično nisam uopšte napravio nikakav napredak, samo sam nazadavao.
Or, you know, or some other, I mean, it shouldn't be artificial, but you should have the desire to change something.
To treba da bude zapravo veštački, ali treba da imate želju da promenite nešto.
Yes. Prabhupada wrote, for a person who is not inclined to cleanse the dust from his heart, but who wants to keep things as they are, he cannot derive the transcendental fruit of chanting.
Šila Prabhupada je napisao da osoba koja ne želi da očisti prašinu sa svog srca ne može da okusi transcendentalno voće mantranja.
Yeah. I remember, you know, when you put a stone into water, it just doesn't absorb the water. It remains a stone.
Sjećam se, kad stavite kamen u vodu, on jednostavno ne upija vodu, on ostaje kamen.
Only if you put a piece of cloth maybe in the water, or a schwamm, they say, a sponge, it takes on the qualities of the water.
Jedino ako stavite neki komad odeće ili sunđer u vodu, onda se on naduje i poprimi odlike vode.
So your heart will never ever take on spiritual qualities if you don't have the desire to change things but just want to keep things as they are.
Stoga vaše srce nikada neće poprimiti duhovne kvalitete, osobine, ukoliko ne želite da promenite, ukoliko ne želite da promenite, već želite da ostanete kakvi jeste.
So the first obstacle which you have to overcome in your chanting reform is sleepiness.
Stoga prva prepreka koju trebate da prebrodite u vašoj reformi mantranja je san.
When you are sleepy,
ospanost.
When you are sleepy, when you chant your mantra, you cannot hear anything.
Kada ste pospani i kada dok mantrate, ne možete ništa čuti.
Do you agree?
Da li se slažete?
When you are just fighting with the Beogradski, Umorninski, then
kada se samo borite sa tim beogradskim umorom, onda je stvarno teško.
Yeah. It's quite teško. The second is, you have to watch when you are second step is, you have to watch your pronunciation.
Drugi korak je da morate da pažljivo posmatrate vaše izgovaranje.
If you chant in a way where you don't really pronounce the whole mantra properly, then you cannot make any spiritual advancement.
Ako mantrate tako da ne izgovarate pravilno čitavu mantru, onda ne možete duhovno napredovati.
How do you improve your pronunciation?
Kako možete poboljšati vaše izgovaranje?
It's actually quite simple. You have to use the tongue and the lips.
Zapravo veoma je jednostavno. Treba da koristite jezik i usne.
So on the second stage, after having overcome sleepiness, you know there are only two ways to overcome it. You have to control your eating, and you have to go take enough rest.
I ovaj drugi korak možete preboliti tako što pospanost, tako što ne jedete suviše i tako što se dovoljno odmarate.
Then the pronunciation you can improve by using the lips and the tongue.
Izgovaranje možete poboljšati tako što koristite jezik i usne.
Yeah. Now we come to the third stage. This is more difficult.
I sad dolazimo na treći stepenik koji je malo teži.
The mind very often wanders when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Veoma često odluta dok mantramo Hare Krishna mantru.
It just goes into different directions.
Samo ide u različite pravce.
So if you want to reform your japa, you have to stop this plan making faculty of the mind.
I stoga ukoliko želite poboljšati vaše mantranje, trebate da prestanete sa ovim planiranjem koje um čini.
Sometimes, you know, we have so much to do that during the japa time we just our mind already plans the whole day. Maybe you know this. It's almost like a whole political party here, the planning committee of the Serbski politički partijski, you know.
Ponekad imate toliko puno stvari da uradite tokom dana, da onda stalno planirate kao da imate čitavu srpsku političku partiju u glavi.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the fourth, this was the deliberate mind wandering.
To je namerno.
The third, huh?
Treće je kada namerno luta.
In other words, when you make plans.
Drugim rečima, kad pravite planove.
That has to stop. Now the fourth stage is when you watch your mind that it simply went to another subject without making plans. That you have to also control.
Četvrti korak je kada vidite da vaš um odluta, a da vi niste sami pravili planove. To morate da kontrolišete.
You know, you chant and all of a sudden you think of an old movie maybe, or all of a sudden you think of an old friend, or of holidays in the countryside, or just something. Then you have to quickly take your mind back from wherever it has gone.
Tako dok mantrate, onda odjednom pomislite na neki film koji ste gledali, ili na starog prijatelja, ili na letovanje, i onda gde god da je otišao, morate brzo da ga vratite.
Now, my dear devotees, we come to the fifth stage.
A sada, moje drage bakte, dolazimo do petog koraka.
We chant properly.
Pravilno mantramo.
We are awake.
Budni smo.
Our pronunciation is okay.
Znači, izgovaranje je u redu.
We also don't make plans.
Također i ne planiramo.
We just listen to the holy name.
Samo slušamo sveto ime.
But there's one problem.
Ali postoji jedan problem.
There's no love in the mind. No devotion.
Nema ljubavi, nema devocije u srcu.
And after some time it becomes a little dry.
I nekog vremena postane suvo.
Do you know this state?
Da li znate taj stepen?
Oh, good. Then I'm not the only one. Now, the sixth stage is You do something to get some devotion into the mind. What?
Šesti korak je da uradite nešto kako biste u svoj um uneli nešto devocije.
It helps a lot if you can read some passages in the books which bring about your concentration on Krishna.
Pomaže veoma mnogo ukoliko čitate neke delove knjiga koje vam pomognu da se koncentrišete na Krišnu.
Many devotees before chanting the holy names of the Lord, they read in the books, but there's some selected passages, maybe from Nectar of Devotion, the 64 qualities of Krishna.
Mnoge bhakte čitaju određene delove iz knjiga kao što su Ambrozija predanosti, 64 osobine Krišne.
If you want to think of someone, you usually have to think of the qualities of that person.
Ako želite da mislite o nekome, obično treba da razmišljate o osobinama te osobe.
Yes. For instance, let us say we want to think of Sri Vishnupad.
Recimo da želimo da razmišljamo o Sri Vishnupadu.
Then we think of his brilliant intelligence.
Onda mislimo o njegovoj briljantnoj inteligenciji.
His wonderful instructions.
Njegovim divnim instrukcijama.
His pure devotion for Krishna.
Njegovu čistu devociju prema Krišni.
Or when we think of our Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, we think of his wonderful philosophical explanations, maybe. Or his his fascinating way of making bhajans, I think of, you know, we think of qualities.
Ili kad razmišljamo o Bhaktivedanta Swamiju, onda razmišljamo o njegovim fascinantnim filozofskim objašnjenjima ili interesantnom načinu na koji pravi bhajane, znači mislimo o tim osobinama.
When we think of Chedi, we think of his kindness.
Kada razmišljamo o Čediju, mislimo o njegovoj ljubaznosti.
And how he always wants to help Vaishnavas.
I kako uvek želi da pomogne Vaishnavama.
And we think also that now it's time for us to help him.
I mislimo sada je vreme da mi njemu pomognemo.
Yes. So we always, when we think of someone or something even, we think of qualities.
Znači kad god razmišljamo o nekome ili o nečemu, onda mislimo o nekim osobinama.
When we think of, for instance, of prasadam, we think of how it tastes so good, or you know, how there are olives and oil, and you know, we think of some qualities.
Kada razmišljamo o prasadamu, onda mislimo kako dobar ukus ima, recimo masline u maslinovom ulju. Znači razmišljamo o tim osobinama.
So if you want to have a better relationship to Krishna and his holy name, you also need to think a little bit about Krishna and his qualities. Otherwise you might continue to chant without devotion and it might feel a little dry after some time.
Stoga ako želimo da se približimo Krišni i svetom imenu, onda moramo da razmišljamo o njegovim osobinama, inače će nakon nekog vremena postati suvo.
That's the sixth stage.
To je šesti korak.
The seventh stage is you feel, oh, I must make advancement in this chanting of the holy name, and then you start to pray to the holy name.
Sedmi korak je kada pomislite, o, ja moram da napredujem u mantranju svetog imena, i onda se molite svetom imenu.
And finally you are on the eighth stage.
I napokon nalazite se na osmom stepeniku.
That is, you have reached the state where you are hearing in a prayerful way.
A to je da ste dospeli do tog nivoa kada kada slušate sa molitvom.
Yes, prayerful way, yes. It's like, let me say, you really, when you chant, you pray, oh Krishna, please take me to your lotus feet and please allow me to render devotional service.
I kada, kada mantrate, zapravo molite Krišnu: o Krišna, molim te, dozvoli mi da te služim.
And then on the ninth stage, you all your mantras, you just call out for Krishna. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, like calling.
I onda napokon onda zovete Krišnu. U taj način.
Zovete.
Calling.
Yes, zovete. I have read about a neighbor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a neighbor who heard him chanting in the early morning hours.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je imao komšiju koji ga je čuo kako ujutru mantra.
And this neighbor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that in the morning, early morning hours, Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting sounded as if he was calling Krishna. Hare Krishna, like you call Sarudarshan, come here. Like this.
I taj komšija je opisao da je mantranje Šrila Bhaktivinoda Thakura bilo tako kao da je on pozivao Krišnu. Kao, kaže, kao dođi.
Yes. Not Krishna doji, no, but I know you didn't say it. I'm just saying, but just calling, like calling a friend.
Kao kad poziva prijatelja.
Yes, prijatelja. So this is really the stage of chanting which we want to reach.
I to je zapravo nivo mantranja koji želimo da dostignemo.
Then we are in pure love of Godhead.
Kada imamo čistu ljubav prema Bogu.
And then all these nonsense thoughts and obstacles in the mind will just go away.
I onda sve te glupe misli i prepreke u umu će nestati.
Please compare your chanting with this stage.
Molim vas, uporedite svoje mantranje sa tim nivom.
I think you all know your chanting needs improvement.
Ja mislim da svi vi znate da vaše mantranje je potrebno poboljšanje.
Zoluca. Yes. If we compare our present state, sometimes sleepy and distracted, and our mind is still in the garbage can of material life, you know, nothing much is happening.
Ako poredimo naše sadašnje stanje, kada smo pospani i uznemireni, i onda naš um izgleda kao kante za đubre, onda se ništa ne dešava.
Yes. So please don't be how do you say frustrated.
Ali molim vas, nemojte biti frustrirani.
But try to go through these different stages in your chanting of the holy name.
Već pokušajte da pređete ove različite korake u mantranju svetog imena.
Sometimes also we have no taste in reading. This is I've discussed now about no taste in chanting, and now no taste in reading.
Sad sam govorio o tome kako nemamo ukus u mantranju, a sada ću govoriti o tome kako nemamo ukus za čitanje.
So I want to give you a few tips how you can improve your reading of Prabhupada's books.
I stoga želim da vam dam nekoliko savjeta kako možete da poboljšate vaše čitanje Šrila Prabhupadove knjiga.
In the first stage, please know that before we read the Bhagavatam, it's almost like saying or having darshan to read the Bhagavatam.
I trebate znati da pre nego što čitate Bhagavatam, to je kao kad se spremate da imate darshan sa vašim Bhagavatam.
Yes. You know, when we have darshan, we stand there with folded hands and we pray to the deities. So in the same way, when you read and you want to have a darshan when you read, you want that something happens, then you have to pray before you read.
Na isti način kao kada imamo darshan sa božanstvima, onda stojimo pred njima sklopljenih ruku i molimo se, isto tako moramo kada želimo da imamo darshan sa Srimad Bhagavatom, Bhagavatom, da se molimo pre nego što čitamo.
Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam devim sarasvitim vyasam tato jayam udirayet. 1, 2, 4 Srinivas, please read the text. First Canto, chapter 2, text 4. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, conquest means victory, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 2, 4. Prevod: pre nego što saopštimo ovaj Srimad Bhagavatam, koji je samo oružje za naše osvajanje, treba da odamo ponizno poštovanje božanskoj ličnosti, Narayanu, Narayana Rishiju, najsavršenijem ljudskom biću, majci Sarasvati, boginji znanja, i Srila Vyasadevu, autoru.
To get out of the material existence is not possible by making plans, or to get out of suffering.
Da bismo se oslobodili patnje, nije moguće tako što pravimo neke planove.
We must re-establish our relationship to Krishna. That is done by taking the help of the Vedic scriptures.
Moramo ponovo uspostaviti naš odnos sa Krišnom, a to se može činiti tako što čitamo sve vedske spise.
So therefore, when we read, we pray to Lord Narayan, to Lord Naranarayan, to the Naranarayan Rishis, the Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, that please help me to get into the Vedic scriptures.
I onda, pre nego što čitamo, onda se molimo gospodinu Narayanu, Naranarayana Rishima i majci Sarasvati, molim vas, pomozite mi u predanom služenju.
And then we just start to read.
I onda počinjemo da čitamo.
Sometimes it's good to read selected passages which somehow speak to us.
Ponekad je dobro da čitamo određene stihove koji nam govore.
If you want to improve your chanting and reading, it's also very good to have strong association of devotees who like to chant and read.
Ako želite da poboljšate vaše mantranje i čitanje, onda je također dobro da imate snažno druženje sa baktama koji vole da mantraju i čitaju.
If you are always together with devotees who cannot even chant one round of Hare Krishna without talking in between, it will be very difficult for you.
Ali ako ste uvijek sa baktama koji ne mogu da da izgovore jedan krug Hare Krishna mantru, a da ne govore, da nešto ne pričaju, onda će vam to biti veoma teško.
Or if we have association with devotees who never read, we will also not read.
Ili ako se družite sa baktama koji nikada ne čitaju, mi također nikada nećemo čitati.
So get into the right association.
Stoga družite se sa pravim ljudima.
Today I made a little experiment which I wanted to tell you about. When I was alone in my room, I felt so tired, as if, you know, I had inherited the tiredness of 20,000 Russian soldiers.
Jutro sam napravio jedan eksperiment. Dok sam bio u svojoj sobi i mantrao, osjetio sam takav umor kao da sam nasledio umor od 20.000 ruskih vojnika.
And then I took a rest, but after the rest I felt even more tired. This is a biogradski rest.
I onda sam se odmorio malo, ali nakon tog odmora sam se osjetio još više umornim.
And then I understood there's something in the atmosphere which is unnatural.
I onda sam shvatio, nešto postoji tu u atmosferi što nije prirodno.
It's some magic influence which just wants to keep you from advancing in spiritual life.
nečiji um, utjecaj nekog uma koji želi da, da vas spreči u napredovanju u svesti Krišne.
But then I remembered Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if one chants in the association of devotees, obstacles can be overcome. And I went up to the temple and chanted where the devotees were, and then no problem.
Ali onda sam se setio, Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao da ukoliko mantramo u društvu sa bhaktama, onda se prepreke mogu da se prevaziđu, i onda sam došao ovdje u temporum i mantra sa bhaktama i nije bilo problema.
Yeah, I want to suggest to you, when you chant your rounds, stay in the temple.
Želim da vam preporučim da kada mantrate sve krugove, ostanete u temporumu.
Prabhupada even he said we should do our japa together in the temple room.
Sa Prabhupada je čak rekao da mi treba da mantramo zajedno u temporumu.
And it's almost mystical because Maya just cannot spread her influence so well in the temple room.
I to je nekako mistično, jer Maja ne može tako da raširi svoj uticaj ovdje u temporumu.
Yes. Sometimes what also helps to make a chanting and reading reform is to spend some time in the holy dham, in Shidam, Mayapur or Vrindavan dham.
Ono što također pomaže u poboljšavanju reformi čitanja i mantranja je da provesti neko vrijeme na svetim mjestima Shidam, Mayapur, Vrindavanu.
Just like in Belgrade there is this typical tamagun influence of the town, in the holy dham there is a very deep and spiritual influence.
Baš kao što u Beogradu postoji taj veliki utjecaj tamogune, tako u na svetom mjestu postoji dubok utjecaj te duhovne utjecaje.
When you are in the holy dham, you should take full advantage and don't just go there to do some shopping.
Kada ste na svetom mjestu, onda trebate da potpuno iskoristite to, a ne samo da odete da biste kupili nešto.
Prabhupada once said that Krishna is everywhere in Vrindavan except for the Loi Bazaar. That's where the ISKCON shopping center is.
Što Prabhupada je jednom rekao da je Krishna svuda u Vrindavanu osim na Loi Bazaru koji je ISKCON shopping center.
Those of you who know that you just quickly go into Loi Bazaar, you do your business, buy your dhotis and your zaris and your new japa mala and so on, and then get out of it as fast as possible.
Za one od vas koji znaju, dobro je samo ući u Loi Bazaar, kupiti sve što vam treba, dhotije, sarije, džape, i pobjeći odatle što pre.
Yes. Then if you read, one last advice which is given is fix your mind on what you have just read.
A onda kada čitate, posljednje savjet koji mogu dati je ufiksirajte um na ono što ste upravo pročitali.
You can just put the book a little bit aside and then close the page and just in your mind go through the points which were made.
Možete zaklopiti knjigu ili staviti knjigu sa strane, zaklopiti oči i onda u umu preći te poente koje ste upravo pročitali.
I want to give you three very good ways to improve your reading.
Želim da vam dam tri veoma dobra savjeta, način na koje možete poboljšati vaše čitanje.
You should ask your the first question is what were the points? Just simply repeat the points in your mind.
Prvo pitanje koje možete sebi postaviti je koje su bile poente. Znači jednostavno u svom umu ponovite te poente.
Just repeat. Prabhupada said this, this, this. Then the next thing is what realizations do I have when I hear this?
Druga stvar je kakve realizacije ja imam kada čujem to.
For instance, Prabhupada may have written one must engage his time in such a way that one will never forget Krishna. Prabhupada
je napisao da osoba mora da organizuje svoje vrijeme na takav način da nikada ne zaboravi Krišnu.
Then think about, well, how does this what do I think of this? You might think, well, yeah, I should organize my time just a little better. But this might be a realization which you have.
Onda vaša realizacija koju možete imati je da možda li mogu da organizujem svoje vrijeme na bolji način.
Or I will always take a picture of Krishna with me, and in sometimes I look at it, my favorite picture of Krishna, so that I can remember Krishna.
Ili uvijek će sa ovom nositi svoju omiljenu sliku Krišne i ponekad će je pogledati i tako će se sećati Krišne.
Or you might remember a different sloka. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo asang sigo vaikuntha guna navaname. That is, you might remember other passages in the books which have something to do with this point.
Ili možete se setiti vaše omiljene šloke, vašeg omiljenog stiha i nekih drugih delova iz drugih knjiga koje imaju veze sa tom poentom.
Finally, the third question which you should ask yourself is, how can I apply this subject matter in my life?
I napokon treće pitanje koje trebate sebi postaviti je kako ja mogu da primenim ovo znanje u mom životu.
For instance, if you have read, I must organize my time that I can remember Krishna, then you might make practical changes in your life.
Na primjer, ukoliko ste pročitali da morate organizovati svoje vrijeme na način da bi se sjećali Krišne, onda morate napraviti neke promjene u svojim životima.
Yes. Okay. I think this is all for this point.
Mislim da je ovo sve u vezi ove pojente.
I hope it was practical enough for you so that you can improve your life.
Nadam se da je ovo bilo sve praktično, dovoljno praktično za vas, tako da možete poboljšati svoje živote.
I'm very happy that you are also attentive and that many of you even take notes.
Veoma mi je drago da veoma pažljivo slušate i da mnogi od vas čak i zapisuju.
It shows that you are very interested in overcoming obstacles on your spiritual path.
I to pokazuje da ste veoma zainteresovani da prebrodite te prepreke na duhovnom putu.
I wanted to just give you a little remark about taking notes, because some of you do.
Želim samo da vam kažem nešto o zapisivanju, jer to neki od vas rade.
You should read the notes two times. One is within 2 hours of having taken them.
Treba da pročitate ovo što ste zapisali dva puta, i to prvi put 2 sata nakon što ste ih zapisali.
The easiest I personally find is that you read the notes right after you have taken them.
I najlakše je za mene lično da odmah pročitam pošto sam zapisao.
And then you can read them a second time, that is within 48 hours, that is 2 days.
A onda ih možete pročitati drugi put u roku od 2 dana, 48 sati nakon što ste ih zapisali.
When you read your notes these two times, then the subject matter sticks with you.
I kada čitate vaše zabeleške ova dva puta, onda to što ste zapisali ostaje sa vama.
But sometimes when it's like this, one takes notes and then thinks, well, it's in the book, it's taken care of, I have it.
Ali ponekad neko kad zapisuje i onda posle više nikad ne pročita i kaže, pa dobro, ja znam, to se tu nalazi, to imam tu i to.
But the idea of taking notes is not to put something in a book, it's to put something in the heart.
Ali ideja zapisivanja nije da stavite nešto u svesku, nego da stavite nešto u srce.
Yes, in the srce. Okay, so that's a little tip please try it. It helps a lot. I have taken notes for many years, and I always put them just in the books and close the books, and then free time, Slobodan, you know. But after I have heard about this method, I'm doing it with great success. It helped me a lot.
Ja sam dugo vremena na taj način zapisivao i samo bi zapisao i sklonio svesku sa strane, mislim, evo sad imam tu. Međutim, ukoliko primenjujem ovaj sistem, mnogo mi pomaže.
Yeah. Okay. So, thank you very much. Let me just see. Do you have any questions at this stage?
Hvala vam veoma mnogo. Da li imate nekih pitanja sada?
Not a paper father. In this verse, we hear how one can become free from suffering by adopting the process of bhakti yoga in one's life.
U ovom stihu čujemo kako osoba može da se oslobodi patnje prihvatajući proces predanog služenja u svom životu.
Do you want to become free of suffering, Mukhyani Vasini?
Mukhyani Vasini, znači, da li ti želiš da se oslobodiš patnje?
Yes. What do you think? Yes, of course. Okay, so we have the same situation, that's very good.
Znači, nalazimo se svi u istoj situaciji, to je veoma dobro.
Of course, the living entity wants to become free from suffering, but it doesn't know how.
Naravno, da živo biće želi da se oslobodi patnje, ali ne zna kako.
Only by becoming related again with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sufferings which are unnecessary for the eternal soul stop once and for all.
Jedino kad nas ponovo uspostavi svoj odnos sa središnjim božanskom ličnošću, onda patnje koje su potrebno nepotrebne za živo biće zaustavljaju se jednom za svagda.
Now at the beginning of our spiritual life we do get a theoretical understanding of Krishna consciousness.
U početku našeg duhovnog života mi dobijemo teoretsko znanje o svesnosti Krišne.
But often this understanding is only theoretical and therefore we lack the conviction and the realization.
Ali obično ovo znanje je samo teoretsko i nedostaje nam ubeđenje i realizacije.
As a result of a lack of conviction and realization we develop doubts.
I kao rezultat nedostatka ubeđenja i realizacija javljene se sumnje.
Today we want to speak on overcoming doubts in Krishna consciousness.
Danas želimo da govorimo o prevazilaženju tih sumnji u svjesnosti Krišne.
Yes. Often we preach to the people a verse from the scriptures, but maybe we have not realized that verse ourselves.
Mi često propovedamo ljudima, govorimo neke stihove iz svetih spisa, ali možda mi sami nismo realizovali to značenje.
Maybe this verse applies to us.
Možda se ta stih odnosi na nas.
It says, ignorant people who lack faith and who doubt the revealed scriptures will never attain to God consciousness, but they fall down because for the doubting soul there is no happiness neither in this life nor in the next one.
Kaže se da ljudi koji su u neznanju, koji sumnjaju, nikada
who doubt the revealed scriptures,
koji sumnjaju u svete spise,
will never attain God realization.
Nikada neće dostići spoznaju Boga ni u ovom životu.
But they fall down.
Već padaju.
Then it says, for the doubting soul,
i onda se kaže za
dušu koja sumnja,
there's no happiness neither in this life nor in the next.
Nema sreće ni u ovom životu ni u sljedećem.
Doubts in Krishna consciousness are very, very heavy.
Sumnje u svesti Krishna su veoma, veoma teške.
You can engage in the process of Krishna consciousness, but if you don't have firm faith in Krishna, you will for sure fall down to the path of repeated birth and death.
Možete se angažovati u procesu svesti Krishne, ali ako nemate veru u Krishnu, zasigurno ćete pasti ponovo u rađanju umiru.
If you have these deep doubts inside of you, you won't be happy in this life.
Ako imate te duboke sumnje u sebi, nećete biti srećni u ovom životu.
Maybe some of you have deep doubts, but they do not like to address them, they do not dare to address them, and therefore their life remains mediocre.
Možda neki imaju te duboke sumnje, ali ne žele da im se obrate, da ih prihvate, ili se plaše da ih prihvate, i onda njihov život ostane onako osreden.
Doubts must be annihilated.
Sumnje moraju biti uništene.
Once Srila Prabhupada, it was 1971 or 72 in May, called all his GBC members together.
Jedan put, bilo je to u maju 1971 ili 72 godine, pozvao je sve GBC članove zajedno.
And he asked them a very critical question.
I postavio mu jedno veoma kritično pitanje.
He asked them, are you convinced?
Pitao je, da li ste vi ubeđeni?
The people say there is no God.
Ljudi kažu da nema Boga.
And we say there is a God and we know his address.
A mi kažemo, postoji Bog i mi znamo gdje on stanuje.
Are you convinced of this fact?
Da li ste vi ubeđeni u ovu činjenicu?
All of a sudden, the atmosphere became silent.
Odjednom su svi začutali.
You could hear a needle fall on the floor. So silent.
Bilo je tako tiho da ste mogli da čujete iglu kad se baci na pod.
Sadudashan, this is your normal place. Why are you not here today? Because when the spiritual master asks such a question and looks into our eyes, are you convinced? It's very difficult to just give a superficial ta-da-da answer.
Jer kada nas duhovni učitelj nam postavi pitanje i pogleda na naše oči i pita da li ste ubeđeni, veoma je teško dati neki površni odgovor, reći da, da, da.
And then Srila Prabhupada answered, as far as I am concerned, I am convinced.
Onda Srila Prabhupada govorio, što se mene tiče, ja sam ubeđen.
Ja sam ubeđen. So, our question today to all of you is, are you convinced?
Stoga naše pitanje danas svima vama je, da li ste vi ubeđeni?
You will only be able to push on this Krishna consciousness movement and to become eventually Krishna consciousness if you are deep convinced inside of you.
Vi ćete moći samo da gurate ovaj pokret svjesnosti Krišne i da vi postanete svjesni Krišne jedino onda ako ste duboko u sebi potpuno ubeđeni.
I think if I'm asking this question like this, you will almost become a little bit fearful.
I mislim da ako vas postavim ovo pitanje na ovaj način, da ćete se malo uplašiti.
I will pacify your mind. Up to the state of liberation from material existence, there will be doubts in the mind of the conditioned soul.
Ali malo ću vas umiriti. Sve do nivoa oslobođenja do materijalnog sveta, postojeće sumnje u uslovnoj duši.
See, it is a symptom of the liberated soul to be fully free of doubts because he has realized Krishna.
Vidite, simptom oslobođene duše je da bude potpuno oslobođena sumnji jer je ona spoznala Krishnu.
But if you are not yet liberated from material existence and have no direct God conscious realization, doubt will come back again and again.
Ali ukoliko još niste oslobođeni od ovog materijalnog stanja i sumnje će se pojavljivati iznova i iznova.
There will be a day when you doubt that you are an eternal soul or that there really is Krishna.
Biće dana kada ćete vi sumnjati u to da ste vi večna duša i da zaista postoje Krishna.
Krishna addresses this point in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and he says the doubts which have appeared in your heart due to ignorance should be destroyed with a weapon of knowledge.
Krishna u Bhagavad Giti objašnjava Arjuni da ove sumnje koje su se pojavile u njemu treba da budu uništene oružjem znanja.
And then he says how do you say it? Arm yourself with yoga and fight.
A onda Krishna kaže naoružaj se jogom i bori se.
Now this is a very interesting statement. Arm yourself with yoga. What does this mean really?
Ovo je veoma zanimljiv iskaz. Naoružaj se jogom. Što on zapravo znači?
It means that you come to a platform from where you can fight.
To znači da dođete na nivo sa kog se možete boriti.
I know in yoga due to my health I'm regularly practicing yoga and I know when you start you really don't want to do it. Yogis know there is a type of tamasic or ignorant energy in your tailor which just really you don't want to do the exercises. It's always a fight to do them.
Ja znam pošto vežbam svakog dana jogu usled svog zdravstvenog stanja kad se počne da se radi vežbe onda zaista ne želite to da uradite, postoji neka vrsta tamasa u vašem telu koji vam jednostavno ne dopušta da radite.
It is almost it's a really mystical when you start doing yoga you know of this energy, it's so you become so lenin.
I zaista je mistično kada počnete da radite jogu onda postoji ta teška energija i je postanete tako lenji.
You want to do everything else than this exercise, isn't it? I think you tried to do yoga and now you have given that up, isn't it? I can well imagine. Yeah, because this is toy talk? Toy talk? Yeah.
Kada počnete da radite jogu, onda želite da radite sve drugo osim jogi.
Toito, any yogi knows this.
Yes. Svaki yogi to zna.
So when you want to become Krishna conscious, there in a similar way, there comes a energy of ignorance which just covers your heart.
I stoga kada vi želite da postanete svjesni Krišne, onda se pojavi ta energija neznanja koja vam zapravo prekrije celo srce.
And at that moment you want anything else than becoming Krishna conscious. You want to make maybe a journey or see something interesting or hear a new interesting type of music or fall in love or you know just anything else than Krishna consciousness.
I u tom trenutku želite da uradite sve drugo, bilo šta drugo, osim da postanete svjesni Krišne. Možete da poželite da odete na put, da čujete neku vrstu nove muzike, da vidite nešto interesantno, da se zaljubite. Jednostavno, bilo šta, samo svjesnost Krišne.
So, today I will speak a little bit to you how to overcome this ignorance, which just seems to keep us away from real ecstatic Krishna consciousness.
I danas želim da vam govorim o tome kako da se prevaziđe ovo neznanje koje izgleda da nas zadržava od svjesnosti Krishne.
First of all, I will address the intellectual doubts which come in the mind.
Prvo ću se obratiti tim intelektualnim sumnjima koje se javljaju u umu.
See, doubts as such can be healthy because to doubt is a sign of intelligence.
Vidite, sumnje kao takve mogu biti zdrave jer sumnjati je znak inteligencije.
But if the doubts are not annihilated with deep spiritual understanding, at that time they can also become very dangerous.
Ali ukoliko se sumnje ne otklone dubokim duhovnim razumevanjem, onda može doći vreme kada mogu biti veoma opasne.
Now, many times our doubts are not really only intellectual doubts.
Međutim, često naše sumnje nisu samo intelektualne prirode.
But they really have something to do with our emotions, our hearts, our much more.
Već se često imaju puno veze sa našim emocijama, srcima i sa mnogim drugim stvarima.
For instance, you may doubt that if you just surrender to Krishna, that you can really be happy.
Primjer, možete sumnjati da ukoliko se samo predate Krišni, da možete zaista biti srećni.
You might think, well, okay, I'm willing to surrender to some extent, but I mean, if I surrender fully, will I really be taken care of? I mean, sometimes there are older devotees who just look so unhappy, and so they do so many mistakes in their lives. They have tried to surrender. I think I must also take a little bit care of myself.
I onda mislimo, pa evo, da li, ako se potpuno predam, da li ću zapravo potpuno biti zbrinut, jer vidim te neke starije bakte koji su već dugo ovde, ali nisu srećni i čine te greške. Pitam se, da li ću ja uspeti to napraviti.
Or you might say, well, look, the relationship amongst devotees is not always Vaikuntha. I mean, this we have to say with a critical mind. What in my old age, if already now it's so bad, then who will take care of me when I need help? I have no children at that time. Society doesn't think so high of me. Who will be there?
Ili možemo vidjeti odnose među baktama nisu baš Vaikunta, i onda ko će se brinuti o meni kada ostarim, tada, jer ni sada neko ne misli nešto specijalno o meni.
I have heard these questions.
Čuo sam to pitanje.
Don't know if you hear them in Serbia, but all over the world this is sometimes asked.
Možda ih ne čete ovdje u Srbiji, ali širom sveta ona se postavljaju.
See, behind this doubt, I don't think we can just throw out this doubt so easily.
Ne mislim da ovu sumnju možemo tek tako lako odbaciti.
There are deep feelings of insecurity behind this doubt.
Iza ove sumnje postoje duboka osjećanja nesigurnosti.
There is a good desire behind this doubt to be taken care of.
Postoji dobra želja iza ove sumnje da se neko brine o nama.
It's not really a philosophical doubt.
Nije zapravo filozofska sumnja.
It's something which has to do with the, yeah, the organization or institution of a movement.
To je nešto što ima veze, što je veze sa organizacijom ili institucijom samog pokreta.
I feel our movement has to seriously address such type of questions. Therefore, in Germany we have started the social development conferences which take place in regular intervals, and we have to find out ways and means that our devotees, when they get old, are just supplied the necessities of their lives.
Ja osjećam da je ovo isto, da su ovo isto važna pitanja. I u Nemačkoj smo počeli te razgovore, konferencije koje redovno održavamo u čitavoj Nemačkoj, jer mislim da su da je jako važno da naše bakte budu zbrinute, da imaju osnovne stvari za život.
You need to understand, if you just surrender to Krishna, it doesn't mean that you know, Krishna becomes your cosmic bakery. You know, he takes care of all your food needs and your clothing needs and your old age needs. These have to be done. You know, the movement has to take has to make arrangements so that somehow it is possible to supply this.
Jer vidite, kada se predate Krišni, to ne znači da Krišna postane vaš nabavljač svega što vam treba, peciva i hrane i stanište, mjesto za život, već vi treba, odnosno pokret treba da se brine o tim stvarima.
We know that when Srila Prabhupada saw that Yadurani was freezing, was cold, he gave her his own pullover, the dress, and so that you must be warm.
Srila Prabhupada video Matši Yadurani kako se smrzava, onda je dao svoj pullover i rekao je, moraš da budeš toplo, da se utopiš.
It's the duty of our devotees to take care of the other devotees.
I naša je dužnost kao bhakta da se brinemo o drugim bhaktama.
So, yes, okay, but I will talk about something else.
Da, ali sada ću govoriti o nečem drugom.
Philosophical doubts.
Filozofskim sumnjama.
If you do have philosophical doubts, the best way to overcome them is to read regularly in the scriptures.
Ako imate filozofske sumnje, onda najbolji način da ih prevaziđete je da redovno čitate spise.
Also, you can pray to Lord Nrsingadev to appear in the heart and chase away the ignorance.
Također, možete se moliti gospodinu Nrsingadevu da se pojavi u srcu i da rastere neznanje.
Yes, so that you become fearless in your fight in the material world.
Tako da postanete potpuno bez straha u borbi u materijalnom svijetu.
Sometimes you have to go maybe on a pilgrimage to the holy dham.
Ponekad možete da odete na hodočašće na sveto mjesto.
To see the deities.
Vidite božanstva.
Go to the temples.
Posjećujete hramove.
Meet many advanced devotees.
Sretnete mnoge napredne bhakte.
Now, so that you don't fall into doubt, you sometimes need to have a prevention also, doubt prevention program.
Tako da ne biste pali u sumnju, potrebno je da imate taj program za preventivu sumnje.
Don't listen so much to material knowledge.
Nemojte slušati toliko materijalno znanje.
This is especially important to young devotees who go to the school and university. You have to be really careful what you allow what you allow to enter into your consciousness.
Ovo se naročito odnosi na naše mlade bhakte koji idu u školu, na fakultete. Morate biti veoma pažljivi o tome šta ulazi u vašu svesnost.
It's good if a devotee always goes through this world with a filter, a mind filter.
Kaže se da bhakta uvijek prolazi ovim svetom s jednim filterom ispred sebe, filterom uma.
This filter does not allow him nonsense and garbage to come into the brain.
I ovaj filter ne dozvoljava svim glupostima i smeću da uđe u mozak.
Yes. Now, one thing I want to say is that doubts do not only have an intellectual source that you are not convinced or you lack knowledge.
Jedna stvar koju želim da kažem je da sumnje nemaju tu taj intelektualni izvor, da niste ubeđeni da vam nedostaje znanje.
Very, very often doubts come because you are covered by ignorance and passion.
veoma, veoma često sumnje nastaju zato što ste prekriveni neznanjem i strašću.
Yes, the mind is so tricky.
Da, um je tako vešt, brz, pređe.
Even when you are already an older devotee, sometimes it just gets clouded over by ignorant and passionate influences.
Čak i kada se stariji bhakta, bude nekada prekriven utjecajima strasti i neznanja.
There is the example of Ishana, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Sanatana Goswami, who traveled with Sanatana Goswami after he had escaped the prison.
Imamo ovaj primjer Ishane, ličnog sluge Sanatana Goswamija, koji je išao sa njim nakon što je ovaj pobjegao iz zatvora.
It is very interesting. They came to guest house on their way to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was just situated before a difficult to cross mountain area.
Oni su došli u jednu gostionicu koja je na svom putu da sretnu sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom, i ta gostionica je bila neposredno ispred jednog planinskog predjela koga je bilo teško preći.
Now the owner of that guest house was had a little criminal record, and he used to rob his guests and kill them if they had any money.
Vlasnik te gostionice je bio zapravo kriminalac, i on bi opljačkao i ubio svoje goste ukoliko su imali novca.
Now he asked his astrologer, what is with these guests? Do they have money, yes or no? And the astrologer said, yes, they have 8 gold coins. It was very much at those times.
Taj kriminalac je pitao astrologa, šta je sa ovim gostima, da li imaju novca ili ne? I astrolog je rekao da imaju 8 zlatnika, što je bilo veoma mnogo za to dobro.
So, very, very friendly, this owner came to Sanatana Goswami and said, oh, I want to give you an evening lunch. You know, it's very nice that we have such a gentleman like you in our guest house. And Sanatana Goswami immediately thought, ah,
I tako je ovaj vlasnik gostionice veoma, veoma ljubazno došao do Sanatana Goswamija i rekao mu, o, ja želim da te ugostim večerom, veoma je čast nam je da imamo takvu džentlmena poput tebe. I Sanatana Goswami je odmah pomislio, aha, to je nešto sumnjivo.
He was previously a great politician. He knew if someone is very kind to you, you always have to be careful of his motives.
Sanatana Goswami je prethodno
human beings.
Sanatana Goswami je prethodno bio veliki političar i znao je da kada osoba dođe i ovako preljubazna je prema vama, onda znači da ima neke skrivene motive.
Yeah. Have you made this experience also in your life?
Da li imate takve iskustvo također u vašem životu?
Too much humbleness is a symptom of a thief.
Prevelika poniznost je simptom lopova.
Lopove. So he said, oh, I'm very happy that you are so kind. We have some money which we wanted to give you because of your good qualities.
Sanatana Goswami je rekao, ovo baš je dobro što ste došao, mi imamo neki novac koji želimo ti damo zato što imaš tako dobre osobine.
And he told his servant to give all the money they had.
I rekao je svom slugi da mu da sav novac koji...
He didn't know how much money they had, Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami nije znao koliko su novci imali.
And Ishan gave him 7 gold coins.
Krishna mu je dao 7 zlatnika.
Oh, said the man, I'm very happy that you have given it, and I must tell you very frankly, I wanted to take this from by force from you, but now that you have given it, I will bring you over the mountains.
I onda je vlasnik gostionice rekao, o, baš lepo što ste mi dali taj novac, jer znate da mi ga niste dali, ja sam namjeravao da vam ga uzem sam.
My astrologer had told me that you have 8 gold coins.
I onda sam namjeravao da, i zato ću vam pomoći da pređete preko planina. Moj astrolog mi je rekao da imate 8 zlatnika.
Now when he was gone, Tan called his servant and said, Ishan, we have now 2 different ways. I will go to Vrindavan and you will go back, because you have more faith in this one gold coin than in Krishna.
Kada je vlasnik gostionice otišao, Sanatan Gosvami rekao svom slugi Ishanu, sad imamo 2 puta, ja ću ići u Vrindavan, a ti se vrati kući. Zato što ti imaš više vere u taj jedan zlatnik nego u Krišnu.
Because you understand, he has kept this one gold coin.
Jer on je zadržao taj jedan zlatnik.
Doubts are very tricky.
Sumnje su nas mogu prevariti.
The tricks of the mind or the influence of Maya will infiltrate us.
Te prevare i trikovi Maje mogu nas mogu ući u nas.
If we do not follow the regulative principles and if we do not regularly chant the prescribed names without any offense, the tricks of the mind will just get you. You have no chance.
Ukoliko ne sledite regulativne principe i ukoliko ne matrate redovno bez uvreda, onda nemate šanse nikakve da prođete.
Yes. Once devotees, you know, devotees were in the habit to write Prabhupada many long letters with their questions, and Prabhupada would answer, you know, for pages.
Jedno je baka napisao dugo pismo, puno pitanja Šila Prabhupadu, i Šila Prabhupada odgovarao iz stranice u stranicu.
At the end of another such long letter, Prabhupada wrote this little section which I will read to you, which makes my point very clear.
I na kraju jednog drugog takvog pisma Šila Prabhupada je napravio jednu poentu koju ću vam ja sada pročitati i koja sve čini veoma jasnim.
May I ask you if you are regularly chanting 16 rounds of beads?
Da li smete da te pitam, da li redovno mantraš 16 krugova na svojoj džapi?
The tricks of the mind or influence of Maya will infiltrate if we do not follow the regulative principles and regularly chant the prescribed names without any offense.
Ti trikovi Maje će ući u tebe ukoliko redovno ne slediš regulativne principe i ne matraš svoje krugove bez uvreda.
Yes. Now at the end I want to give you the end solution for doubts.
I na kraju želim da vam dam krajnje rješenje za sumnje.
End solution, that sounds very heavy in German language. Let us say the ultimate solution.
Znači krajnje rješenje.
How to get rid of all doubts altogether?
Kako se potpuno osloboditi svih sumnji?
Krishna must appear in our life.
Krishna se mora pojaviti u našim srcima.
If we have a real deep Krishna conscious experience.
Ako imate duboko iskustvo svesno Krishna,
then we do not have any doubts left in us.
Onda mi nemamo nikakvi sumnji u naš, nemamo uopšte više nikakvi sumnji.
Yes. Krishna says in the Gita, hear now Arjuna, how you can totally realize me free from all doubts.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita Arjuni, Slušaj sad Arjuna, kako me možeš spoznati potpuno oslobođen svake sumnje?
He says, you have to become fully conscious of me.
Krišna kaže, moraš potpuno postati svestan mene.
Fix the mind on me.
Usrediti svoj um na mene.
And practice yoga.
I praktikovati jogu.
Yes. This, by this practice of yoga, of bhakti yoga, we can actually have a God conscious realization.
I praktikovanjem ove joge, odnosno bhakti joge, možemo imati realizaciju Boga.
And like Srila Vyasadeva, it says he fixed his mind perfectly in linking this is 174. Thus he fixed his mind perfectly, engaging it by linking it in devotional service, bhakti yoga, without any tinge of materialism. And thus he saw, he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control.
Kaže Šri Vyasadeva, kaže u sedmom poglavlju, tako je on učvrstio um, savršeno ga zaokupljujući, povezujućim procesom službe predanog poštovanja, bhakti jogom, bez ikakvog tračka materializma. I tako je ugledao apsolutno božanstvo ličnost, zajedno sa njenom spoljašnjom energijom, koja je bila pod punom kontrolom.
The darkness of Maya is like darkness, yes, and realization of Krishna is, no, and Krishna is like the sun. He can dissipate all the darkness, no problem any longer.
Tatava Maya je zapravo tama, a Krishna je sunce svetlost koje može da rasprši tu tamu potpuno uopšte bez problema.
Therefore, our ultimate solution is to become fully Krishna conscious.
Stoga naše krajnje rješenje je da postanemo potpuno svjesni Krišne.
I want to summarize for all of you what we have discussed so far.
Želim da ukratko kažem što smo do sada, o čemu smo sada pričali.
First of all, at the beginning state of Krishna consciousness, it is natural that doubts will haunt us.
Prvo, na početku svjesnosti Krišne, početno sadijom, prirodno je da će se javljati sumnje.
Because our knowledge is only theoretically at the beginning.
Jer je naše znanje u početku samo teoretsko.
There are different types of doubts.
Postoje različite vrste sumnji.
One are totally natural doubts which need to be addressed by our movement.
Neki su potpuno prirodne sumnje koje naš pokret treba da kojima treba da se bavi.
There are more questions which need to be answered.
To su više pitanja koja treba da se, ako treba da se odgovori.
But then there are many philosophical doubts which sometimes steal us our snaga.
Ali onda tu postoje filozofske sumnje koje ponekad kradu našu snagu.
These philosophical doubts can be answered by the intellectual way.
Na ove filozofske sumnje možemo odgovoriti na intelektualni način.
But often they are just coming up because we are covered by the lower modes or because Maya enters our consciousness.
Ali najčešće se one pojavljuju zato što smo mi prekriveni tim nižim gunama, odnosno zato što Maya uđe u našu svjesnost.
So we do have to have a program to bacate and to throw out Maya, that is called yoga.
Iz toga moramo da imamo proces koji ćemo izbaciti Maju, a taj proces zove yoga.
Because by yoga we establish a relationship to Krishna who is like the sun and who can easily batate out the darkness of ignorance.
Jer pomoću joge možemo uspostaviti naš odnos sa Krishnom i on će jednostavno izbaciti tu tamu neznanja.
Yes, tamo. Tamo means darkness. Tama. Very Sanskrit. The Sanskrit like sweet Serbian language. Yes, do you have any questions? Or maybe also you have some intellectual doubt which we can address?
Or... Da imate neka pitanja ili možda imate neku intelektualnu sumnju?
Ja more than questions.
You must get out of the modes of ignorance. It is an energy of Krishna, the matter.
Materia je Krishna energija.
And if we are in Krishna consciousness, we will see this in a very nice way. We will engage the material world in Krishna service.
I ako smo u svesnosti Krishne, onda možemo da vidimo ovo veoma, na veoma lep način, možemo angažovati materiju u službi Krishne.
But if we are not in Krishna consciousness, we will not engage this material energy in Krishna service, but in our own service. We want to enjoy it and exploit it.
Ali ako nismo u svesnosti Krišne, onda je i nećemo angažovati u službi Krišne, već u našoj sobstvenoj službi, jer mi želimo da je uživamo.
And then the difficulty comes.
I onda dolazi teškoća. She always offers everything to the
education. Very good.
Very good.
Are there any other questions?
Da li ima još pitanja?
very complicated subject matter you are addressing. Am I correct? Your question is because Lord Chaitanya is there in the spiritual world, but it seems that he has only appeared for a function which he would do in the material world. So how is he in the spiritual world? Is that the question? Krishna can never understand Srimati Radharani.
Krishna nikad ne može da shvati Srimati Radharani.
This is an eternal fact.
To je večna činjenica.
Because Srimati Radharani, to address it philosophically, she is the Ashraya Tattva, that is the abode of love.
Srimati Radharani je Ashraya Tattva, odnosno sedište ljubavi.
And Lord Krishna is the Ashraya and Krishna is the object of love.
A Krishna je predmet ljubavi.
So he will never, because he is the object of love, understand what the abode of love feels, because he is not in that position.
Tako da Krishna, pošto je on predmet ljubavi, nikada ne može shvatiti šta samo sedište ljubavi osjeća, jer
In other words, I know this, I feel it is almost too difficult for Srinivas to translate this because it will get so complicated. The devotee, for Krishna will never understand what the devotee feels, because the devotee is he's different than Krishna.
Krishna nikad ne može da shvati ono što Bhakta osjeća, jer Bhakta je različit od Krishna.
So what Krishna does is he enters into the heart of Srimati Radharani.
Ono što Krishna radi je da uđe u srce Srimati Radharani.
And then he enters deep into the heart, the soft heart of Radha, and comes out of the heart. And then he has the effulgence of Radha around himself, the golden effulgence.
I ono što Krishna radi je da uđe duboko u meko srce Srimati Radharani i izađe sa zlatnim sjajem oko sebe.
And he has the mood of Radharani.
I onda se nalazi u raspoloženju Srimati Radharani.
Inside he is still Krishna.
Unutra on je uvijek Krishna.
But outside he is like Radharani, a devotee.
Ali spolja on je kao Radharani Bhakta.
Oh, the supreme devotee.
Vrhovni Bhakta.
That's how Krishna is sometimes described to be a thief.
Tako se Krishna ponekad objašnjava da je on lopov.
He steals Radha Bhav, the mood of Radharani.
On krade to raspoloženje Shrimati Radharani.
That's an eternal lila.
I to je večna lila.
It's a lila of love.
To je lila ljubavi.
It's very confidential and very spiritual.
Ona je veoma poverljiva i veoma duhovna.
And therefore, yes, Lord Chaitanya is also in the spiritual world in a very special place.
I onda, da, Duhovni Chaitanya se također nalazi u duhovnom svetu, na veoma specijalnom mjestu.
He's engaged there in Sankirtan.
Tamo angažovan u Sankirtanu.
But there are certain lilas which he does not perform in the spiritual world.
Ali postoje neke određene lile koje on ne radi u duhovnom svetu.
For instance, he does not leave his wife to take sannyas in the spiritual world.
Na primjer, u duhovnom svetu on ne napušta svoju ženu da bi uzeo sannyas.
And there is no incidents with Jagai and Madai because they are no demons.
I nema tih nema sa Jagai i Madai jer tamo nema.
What he does there is he goes and performs kirtan with his devotees.
Ono što on radi tamo u duhovnom svijetu je da ide i radi kirtan sa svojim baktama.
They eat a lot of prasada.
Jede puno prasada.
And then he goes to the gardens of Mayapur and he remembers his lila at Radhakund and Syamakund.
I onda odlazi u bašte Mayapura i tamo se sjeća svojih lila u Radhakundu i Syamakundu.
Devotees in this world meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bhakti ovog sveta meditiraju na Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In the spiritual world.
U duhovnom svijetu.
How he wakes up.
Kako se budi.
And how he then is washed with Ganges water.
Kako ga onda kupaju vodom Gange.
How he then goes with all his associates into the Ganga and swims with them.
Kako onda on zajedno sa svim svojim pratiocima ide u Gangu i tamo se kupa.
And then he comes back and worships Narayan in the temple.
Onda se vrati i obožava Narayana u hramu.
And then they take prasadam.
A onda uzme prasadam.
And then they sleep a little.
I onda malo odmore i spavaju.
Short, kratko. And discuss so many things.
I onda razgovaraju tako puno različitih stvari.
And then they chant the Hare Krishna mantra. They do ecstatic kirtan almost throughout the whole night.
I mantraju Hare Krishna mantru, odnosno imaju ekstatične kirtane tokom cijele noći.
More time, I would like to tell you exactly what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does every minute of the day, because it's known.
Jednog dana, kada budemo imali više vremena, volio bih da vam ispričam što gospodin Chaitanya radi svakog minuta u danu, jer to se zna.
Very ecstatic to hear that.
Veoma ekstatično to čuti.
Okay, then I want to thank you. We will stop a little early because today we will go to Novishad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
It gets a little late. I'm not able to take more of your questions. I'm very sorry, but it's 9:20 and I have to leave at 10 o'clock the temple and have not packed and so many things are still undone. Forgive me. Thank you. It was a wonderful time in Beograd, which and you were a wonderful audience. Inquisitive. Wish you all the best in your Krishna conscious life. And I have heard a rumor. Soon Rohini Sutta Prabhu will come. And he will bring Prabhupada with him. A Prabhupada Murti.
Donese Prabhupada Murti.
I've heard the rumor. His Holiness Srila Satchinanda Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.